Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Ishmael Khawaja.
It's Friday, the 5th of April. Coming up, Kent Mum launches clothing range for autistic children.
He can shriek, just be really uncomfortable in the world. The world's too loud for him, so his behaviours display that. So I wanted to just some awareness labels.
Two women take on sports challenges for charity.
We're going the 120 miles all the way along the coastline from Dartford to Dungeness with the aim of raising lots of money for charity, but also to inspire local people to try a bigger variety of different sports.
And we look ahead to another vital match for the Gills.
We've got continue doing what we're doing and pick up points along the way because, you know, a couple of defeats and, you know, you never know, you could be back down in it.
Kent Online News.
We're starting by rounding up World Autism Awareness Week by hearing from a mum from Herne Bay who's setting up a clothing range especially for children with autism. Kelly Barker came up with the idea for her company Born Anxious after struggling to find clothes that her own son Oscar was comfortable with. She now makes t-shirts with slogans on to let people know a child's behaviour might be unusual. She's been chatting to our colleagues at KMTV.
Basically, I went on holiday to America in 2016. And I just thought, we're flying. I've got to get him some kind of awareness clothing. So I went online, ordered some T-shirts, and they were great. But I was having to put them on him back to front because I needed the awareness label to be on the back because I was carrying him. So it was quite a long flight. And they were great. Wore them on the way out, worked really well. And then I washed them while we were there. And they just looked really old, sort of, you know, shrunk, not great. So, and they had a really scratchy label inside. So it always kind of been on my mind that I wanted to just make some t-shirts just for Oscar to, he does have unpredictable behaviour. He, when we're out, he can be, you know, it almost looks like we're not parenting him properly, which isn't the case at all. He can shriek, just be really uncomfortable in the world. The world's too loud for him, so his behaviours display that. So I wanted to just some awareness labels on him, just so that it's, you're not explaining all the time why he's behaving the way he is. Not that you should need to explain, but I think that it can make people feel uncomfortable if they don't understand something. So it's to give us a little bit of relief by him wearing an awareness label on what he's wearing when we're out and about.
And what kind of reaction have you had to the products?
Really good. And I tried to sort of take it a step back as well and look at what was going to work for me. So I thought, right, we need to remove the labels. The labels are an issue for children with sensitive skin. So we removed the labels and made the T-shirts organic as well. So they're super soft on the skin. The reaction's been really, really good. A lot of people have said, you know, we wore them when we went out. It made a real difference. People have been kinder. And I think sometimes people just need a gentle reminder. Be kind.
And you also have a blog. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I blog about my experiences as a mum and about our family, really, and my thoughts about the future for Oscar. And I think that it's relatable to every parent of any child that's got additional needs, really. We've all got the same worries and fears, and I wanted to share them. Sometimes, you know, they're really sad. Sometimes it's really happy, but I'm honest. And I think that if you can share how you feel with people, people relate to it. I read a lot of other people's blogs as well. I just think that you have to be honest. I think that that's key, because you have to be able to identify what you need in your emotional toolkit to survive, because it's hard. And if you, you know, if you're honest about it and people can relate to you, then I think that that's the way forward, really.
Also this week, Blue Waters announced they're bringing in new measures to help people with the condition. The shopping centre in Greenhithe's been holding quiet hours between 3 and 5 in the afternoon this week, where music is turned down or off and lights dimmed. That will continue weekly. There'll also be a quiet room people can use and extra training for staff.
Kent Online reports.
Next today, and two women from Kent will be travelling from Dartford to Dungeness, taking on sports challenges for charity this weekend. Liu Batchelor and Georgina White will visit a number of sports clubs, having a go at everything from American football to pickleball as they make their way across the county. Liu says they're hoping to raise £1,500.
It started by potential supping a long distance in the sea, and then it kind of escalated to, maybe let's see how many sports we can do in 24 hours. And then we thought, well, why not cover a distance? And the Kent coastline seemed perfect. So it kind of escalated really quickly. We're going from each club to the other using only sport. So we're not going to be getting in a car or anything like that. It's going to be either cycling or longboarding or kayaking or something like that. So only using sport the whole time.
The charity is called Alongside Africa, and it's been really exciting because they put together a specific project that this challenge is kind of solely fundraising for, which is to build a multi-sports arena in Uganda for kind of underprivileged street kids.
I've kind of seen firsthand what they do, and I've spent time with the street children that it will be that this arena will be helping, and they've got nothing there to kind of keep them occupied, and it's really sad to just see loads of kids on the streets not really having much focus. So this will really help them, and it'll be an amazing opportunity for us to build something that, you know, we know that we would really use and appreciate when we were younger, for them to have something to kind of keep them occupied every day and have fun and learn new skills. £1,500 will build us an arena and kind of kit it out. And then, so that would be one. So that's our kind of main aim, £1,500. But also £50 a month would sponsor a coach out there. So kind of that would be an amazing goal as well, if we could support it ongoing.
Kent Online News.
Some news in brief now. There are calls for a UKIP councillor in Swale to be struck off the ballot after posting on Facebook that traitors should face the death penalty for voting to remain in the European Union. Padmini Nisanga has defended her post, saying it's a sign of patriotism. They've been referred to the monitoring officer at the council. A fifth teenager has been arrested after two men were treated in hospital following an attack in Ashford. Police were called to reports of a disturbance on Stanhope Road on Tuesday night, where they found the victims had suffered arm and hand injuries. A 17-year-old boy remains in custody, while three 19-year-olds and an 18-year-old have been released on bail. Two fly tippers who dumped waste close to a children's play area in Sittingbourne have been told to pay more than £1,000 each. The pair ditched a trailer, carpets and household waste near Elm Grove Play Park in Merston back in October 2017. The rubbish was traced back to a landlord who revealed he'd employed the man and woman to remove it from another property in the town.
Kent Online Sport.
To football now, and Gillingham have a tough game away from home this weekend. They're taking on Peterborough as they look to reach the all-important 50 points, which is usually enough to avoid relegation from League One. Tomorrow's opponents are six places above the Gills in the table, but have had a poor run of form recently, losing four of their last six games. Gills boss Steve Lovell says they're still dangerous, though.
Very much, again, an up-and-down season for them. You know, they started well, and then they had a mid-season sort of blip as well. And again, in the last four or five games, I don't think they've put on a really good performances or results anyway. So yeah, they can be excellent on their day. They really can be, or they can be very mediocre. So the last couple of home games they played against Southend and Coventry, two different games. You know, Southend I thought they dominated, and then Coventry I thought Coventry dominated. So it's one of them. It's how you approach the game. We've got our way of approaching it. And we'll go there and you know, be prepared properly, because you know, if they are given time on the ball, they're a very good side. So you know, we've got to be aware of that, and aware that they're still in a chance of getting the playoffs as well.
Gillingham currently have 48 points and are 13th in the League One table. That's all for now. For more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.